tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Just hours after world leaders announced a deal to push for an end to hostilities in Syria within a week, the agreement is being put to the test. In an interview published Friday, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told the French news agency AFP his forces plan to retake the whole country, this fueling doubts at the party's commitment to end the nearly five-year-old conflict. In announcing the deal to push for a pause in hostilities, U.S. officials have been cautious in their expectations. At the same time of the ceasefire deal, the International Support Group for Syria pledged to help speed aid. Jan Egelin is chairman of the Task Force on Humanitarian Access in Syria.
Convoys can go very soon. If and when we have the permission and the green light from the parties. And that's what we expect to get now, because we hope to see really the action taken by the members of the ISSG who have influence on both the government and the armed opposition groups.
Aid agency chiefs say the humanitarian deal covered only part of what's needed, with UN figures showing almost 487,000 people under siege among 4.6 million who are hard to reach with aid, as well as 5 million refugees and millions more homeless within Syria. The government of Rwanda says it is going to relocate refugees from Burundi to other countries after accusations from U.S. diplomats that Rwanda is training rebels opposed to Burundi's government. Political violence in Burundi has now killed more than 400 and sent hundreds of thousands fleeing the country for their lives, many of them to Rwanda. This is VOA News. Pakistan has announced it has dismantled al-Qaeda's main network in South Asia. That story now from VOA's Aisha Tanzim.
Pakistan announced Friday that it has broken a regional nexus of al-Qaeda with local militant groups and arrested 97 militants. The spokesman for Pakistan's army, Lieutenant General Asim Bajwa, told media al-Qaeda was collaborating with banned group Lashkar-e-Jhangvi in Pakistan's port city, Karachi.
Jitne Karachi mein bade waqiat hue,
he said together the two groups carried out all the big attacks in Karachi. They were also getting support from Pakistani Taliban. The 97 arrests included the deputy chief of al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent, along with the group's financiers and explosives experts. The busted groups were planning to attack a jail and break out 100 prisoners, including Khalid Umar Sheikh, who was involved in the killing of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl in 2002. The plan, the spokesman said, was 90% ready for execution when it was stopped. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Thousands cheered and gave a warm welcome to Pope Francis when he stepped out of his plane in Mexico City Friday night. This is his first visit to Mexico. Pope Francis arrived there hours after he and the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill, signed a joint declaration for religious unity. Their historic meeting was aimed at healing the thousand-year-old rift between the Western and Eastern branches of Christianity. Here in the U.S., Republicans and Democrats in Congress have agreed on tough action on North Korea after a series of provocations by Pyongyang. Legislation directly targets a number of people, including anyone involved with the nuclear weapons program. It also would impose secondary sanctions against any outlets that support and finance North Korea's aggression. The bill would authorize $10 million annually for 5 years to expand North Korea's citizens' access to media, and the money also to provide humanitarian aid to refugees. U.S. presidential hopefuls are appealing to minority and evangelical Christian voters as they center a critical two-week stretch now in the primary election battle. Republican presidential candidates appearing Friday at a faith and family forum at the fundamentalist Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidates focused on wooing minority voters during a feisty but substantive debate on Thursday. And for the first time in 50 years, people in the United States and Cuba will soon be able to fly on regularly scheduled commercial airliners between the two countries. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
welcome to another hour of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This hour, we'll speak to Christian McBride and Norway's Martin Horntvedt of the band Jaga Jazzist, two artists I caught up with at the Jazz Connect Conference. The Jazz Connect Conference is the yearly gathering of jazz musicians, professionals, and enthusiasts each year in New York City, and it's a chance for many people to see one another that don't ever have a chance to get together. It's a real gathering of the tribe, and it's also a great chance for me with my microphone in hand to speak face-to-face with lots of artists that I don't have a chance to see that often. Well, this hour, we'll talk to one of my old friends and associates, Christian McBride. I get to see him quite often at jazz festivals and clubs from time to time. But there's an artist that I've only gotten a chance to speak to one time previously. He is the drummer and co-founder of the band from Norway known as Jaga Jazzist, one of the most creative bands you are certain to hear. And they have been together now for a long time, since they were teenagers. They got together years ago, 21 years now, and Martin Horntvedt, the drummer and co-founder of the band, will join us later on, and we'll hear music from his new album, as well as Christian McBride's newest release, too. Let's begin, though, with a salute to Valentine's Day. The 14th of February is celebrated around the world as the Day of Love, and love is the theme of some of the songs we'll play for you this hour, including this one. Here's Maynard Ferguson from the album Dues with The Ladies in Love to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Don't make a sound, it's so dark, Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park, and there's no moon at all. Should we want atmosphere for inspiration near? One kiss will make it clear that tonight is right, and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all.
Russ Davis here, and as I've said before on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, love is in the air and on the air on Jazz America as we celebrate Valentine's Day on the 14th of February with some love songs. Now, the moon has been many times over the centuries blamed for love affairs beginning or ending. Well, in this case, No Moon at All is the name of the song, and still there is love. From the album Tenderly, that is the terrific English vocalist Stacey Kent, one of that country's finest jazz singers, and her brand new release. Well, speaking of folks outside the United States of America who make great music in the jazz world, one of those is the drummer and co-founder of the Norwegian band Jaga Jazzist. With a new album called Starfire, he is Martin Horntvedt, and he attended the 2016 Jazz Connect Conference in New York City and had this conversation with me. Here at Jazz Connect in New York City, I'm running into Martin Horntvedt of Jaga Jazzist. Congratulations on Starfire.
Thank you very much. Beautiful recording. Thank you.
As always. And a lot of this conference you've been here at, and it's been going on now, it'll be 2 days, is about the business of music, the business of art. Two separate things that sometimes coincide, not so perfectly. But let's talk about the music of music, the art of art, a la Jaga Jazzist. You seem to have combined electronic and dance music, rock, classical, the military band tradition, the folk traditions of Norway, and improvisation of jazz. Am I missing anything at all?
Hip-hop and, and house music.
Yeah. Yes.
But when we started, it was so important for us to put all this in the same band. And we were extremely young. We were 13. My youngest brother was 13, and my sister was then 20 or 17, I don't remember. but still, we wanted to combine all the stuff we loved about Norwegian music, which was Jon Balke, a lot of ECM, Jan Garbarek, you know, all these legends. And then we wanted to combine with the music we listened to at the time. That was Public Enemy, NWA, house music, electronic music, and put it in, and of course rock music and the contemporary not jazz, but that as well, but come to contemporary classical music. Mm. And wanted to put it all in the same band and try to, we didn't think that much at the time. We just wanted to combine everything we loved. Mm. And then we were maybe four composers or something, and after a while it became mostly my brother Lars that wrote the music, and that became the style of Jaga that you can hear now. If you hear a Jaga song, you can hear the Jaga melody, and then you know it's the Jaga song. Mm-hmm. But you can hear the melody, although it's it feels like a rock song or like a techno song.
Yes.
Or like we have a song. Kind of like a Philip Glass song, like called Toccata on the One Arm Bandit album.
Yes, sounds, understood.
So, but you can hear the Jaga song because of the melody, mm-hmm. and then we just love to play around with the new styles, and then we always want to change a lot on each album. So at first you wonder which band is this, and then the melody starts, and then you can hear, oh, mm-hmm. it's Jaga, still mm-hmm. Jaga. Mm-hmm. Mm.
the big, modern, electric sound of Yaga Jazzist, with a piece entitled Prungen from their album Starfire. A very modern approach to improvised music and instrumental music. And here's the classic approach from 1967, the title cut from Passion Dance, the legendary pianist McCoy Tyner on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
From his 1967 release, The Real McCoy, McCoy Tyner, and Passion Dance. As we celebrate Valentine's Day around the world this weekend and here on VOA's Jazz America. Hope you enjoyed that. And I've got one more conversation from the Jazz Connect Conference to share with you this week. Christian McBride's going to be joining us in just a bit. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America at voanews.com. And here's a wonderful message, an important message I received not long ago, which reads as follows. Hello. Attached is Afrojazz music made by the J. Nil Streetwise Organization, a not-for-profit NGO to use its proceeds to help street children in Jamestown, Accra, Ghana. I believe airing it will go a long way to help us. Thanks for joining us in this good cause. Emmanuel Quarte and the J. Nil Group from Accra, Ghana. Well, I thank you, Emmanuel, for forwarding this message and the music to me. Unfortunately, it was in a form which I cannot play here on the air, here on Jazz America. But I did want to play a song dedicated to your efforts there to help street children in Accra, Ghana. From 1941, Billie Holiday, God Bless the Child.
Shall get them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. His own. He just don't worry about nothing, 'cause he's got his own.
the very influential and much-loved saxophonist Hank Crawford, with the title cut from his soul jazz classic release from the mid-1970s, Don't You Worry About a Thing, Stevie Wonder's famous composition, and a big part of that soul jazz revolution that happened at that time in jazz history. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you've been enjoying our conversations from the Jazz Connect Conference in New York City. It happened in New York in the middle of January. Gathering of jazz musicians, professionals, and enthusiasts and jazz fans. Among them, the great bassist who also has a great love of soul jazz, Christian McBride. Here's some of that conversation I enjoyed with him on the fly here on Jazz America. Christian McBride is here at the Jazz Connect Conference in New York City, and congratulations on the trio record live at the Village Vanguard. Another great peak in your beautiful career, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
And once again, drawing on the soul inside the soul here with Car Wash. I have to point that song out. It just thrilled me to the bone, and it led me to ask you, why don't you just do a full-blown Christian McBride Does Jazz Soul?
Well, I sort of kind of did that with my Family Affair CD, but I think I know what you're getting at. Mm-hmm. It's coming. Mm-hmm. It's coming.
Yeah, that was back in the 20th century.
Yeah, right. You know, people still had cassette players. But yeah, I think sooner or later that's going to wind up being a full-blown project, you know, some sort of a classic soul thing.
Oh, you got me shivering.
That's my wheelhouse anyway. I mean, you know, yeah. I've been known as a jazz musician for my whole professional career, but I mean, my bone marrow is classic soul, you know.
I remember David Sanborn telling me one time, the first time he heard Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, mm-hmm. he was in his car, and he had to pull over to the side of the road to gather himself.
Yeah.
If you're going to put together that record, what would be in there? Did you? And also, did you ever have a moment like that where you heard a song and thought, oh, my Lord?
I think I've heard that with a few different songs. Yeah, whenever I do this project, I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but keep an eye out for it at some point. That will happen.
Chris, great to see you.
You too, man.
And here's Christian with his great trio from the Grammy-nominated release, live at the Village Vanguard, with the soul classic, Car Wash, on Jazz America, from VOA1. We'll be right back.
gotta get a drum or something. Ben may have none in a minute. I know you want some. You got to get a little bit. Take as much as you want, baby. Go ahead, baby. McBride, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to the Village Vanguard for making this a wonderful week. And go get you a car wash.
It's been 43 years since the first and only time that a jazz artist got the Album of the Year award.
Sammy Hancock! Ah, unbelievable!
I'm Herbie Hancock.
one last taste of love and jazz coming together with Herbie Hancock's Love is Stronger Than Pride from the album The New Standard. And closing out our celebration of Valentine's Day 2016 here on Jazz America, Herbie won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year for River the Joni Letters in the year 2008. This is Russ Davis. Thank you so much for joining me. And on the next edition of Jazz America, another trip to the Jazz Connect Conference 2016 in New York City to speak to two great trumpeters, Dave Douglas and Stephen Bernstein, the great pianist Robert Glasper, and guitar wizard Mike Stern. That's next week here on VOA's Jazz America. Russ Davis here. I hope you'll join me then.